French fries are delicious. French fries with ketchup are a little slice of heaven. The problem is, it's basically impossible to pour exactly the right amount. We're so used to pouring ketchup that we don't realize how weird its behavior is. Imagine a ketchup bottle filled with a straight-up solid, like steel. No amount of shaking would ever get the steel out. Now imagine that same bottle full of a liquid, like water. That would pour like a dream. Ketchup, though, can't seem to make up its mind. Is it a solid or a liquid? The answer is, it depends. The world's most common fluids, like water, oils, and alcohols, respond to force linearly. If you push on them twice as hard, they move twice as fast. Sir Isaac Newton of Apple fame first proposed this relationship, and so those fluids are called Newtonian fluids. Ketchup, though, is part of a merry band of linear rule breakers called non-Newtonian fluids. Mayonnaise, toothpaste, blood, paint, peanut butter, and lots of other fluids respond to force non-linearly. That is, their apparent thickness changes depending on how hard you push, or how long, or how fast. And ketchup is actually non-Newtonian in two different ways. Way number one. The harder you push, the thinner ketchup seems to get. Below a certain pushing force, ketchup basically behaves like a solid. But once you pass that breaking point, it switches gears and becomes 1,000 times thinner than it was before. Sound familiar, right? Way number two. If you push with a force below the threshold force, eventually the ketchup will start to flow. In this case, time, not force, is the key to releasing ketchup from its glassy prison. All right, so why does ketchup act all weird? Well, it's made from tomatoes. Pulverized, smashed, thrashed, utterly destroyed tomatoes. See these tiny particles? This is what remains of tomato cells after they go through the ketchup treatment. And the liquid around those particles? That's mostly water and some vinegar, sugar, and spices.